warm Tennessee whiskey and green tea at 3 a.m. The wind howled across Ponderous Ridge like a lonely beast, the only sound in the frozen dark. It was 3 a.m. and 30 degrees outside. Beyond the tiny house windows, the world had gone silent, no owls, no rustling leaves, only that endless hollow moan. Outside on the deck, the fire pit's glow painted the rough wooden walls in shifting amber. Richard sat hunched at its edge, blanket draped over his shoulders, nursing a mug of warm Tennessee whiskey cut with green tea. The steam carried the sharp bite of liquor and the soft earthiness of tea, a small defiance against the cold that had settled deep in his bones. He had awakened hours earlier, throat raw, chest tight, a slight rattle when he took a breath and exhaled. A wet cough rattled out of him every few minutes, followed by the miserable pressure of a stuffy nose that made the welcome solitude feel even heavier. No one else within easy walking distance, just him, the ridge, and the thoughts that refused to sleep. He reached for the half-empty box of animal crackers on the deck beside him, childhood comfort dragged out on this miserable night, and crunched one between his teeth, a lion maybe, or a giraffe. It didn't matter. The simple sweetness grounded him while his mind wandered the dark ridges of memory and regret. Another cough tore through the quiet. He took another slow sip of the warm whiskey and green tea, letting the heat bloom in his chest. The fire pit glow flickered lower, but it was still enough to keep him warm. Down the hill, across the backyard and the treetops, the wind kept its vigil. Sitting on the back deck, sheltered from the wind and cold in the small circle of light and solitude, Richard sat with his thoughts, coughing softly, occasionally chewing an animal cracker like it might be a tiny talisman against the cough in the long cold hours. He sat there by the warmth of the fire pit until the early dawn light started creating dancing silhouettes of the winter bear swaying treetops. When the first pale hint of dawn finally crept over Ponderous Ridge, he was still awake, stuffy nose, weary bones and all, watching the sky bleed from black to bruised violet. The wind had not tired, neither had he, but the rattle in his chest had escaped. The warm whiskey was gone, the fire pit reduced to dying flickers as the gas ran out, yet for the first time in hours his thoughts felt lighter. A few minutes later he picked up the empty mug, shut off the gas valve, and shuffled around to the front. Richard took in a long breath of fresh cold air and let it out slowly as he entered the tiny house, crawling back into bed and under the blankets, topped with a warm quilt made by his sister, he told himself. He would finally sleep.